The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show, and we get now to speak to somebody that's recently retired from the game, but my goodness, when you look at the fact that she's had 82 caps, been 3 Commonwealth Games, 1 World Cup, 1 World Youth Cup, 1 Gold Nations Cup, and 2 Silver Netball Europes, it can only be Michelle Davidge. Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy.
Special career. You've been retired for a few weeks now, so how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's been strange. My life has revolved around netball for so long. So it's been so strange to think now that it won't, but it's been funny. I've still been down to New Campbell training with my Prem team. So I've been keeping myself busy on the court and still in the gym. So not quite stopped just yet.
The road into sport for a lot of players and Super League and just in general, it starts at school. So was that the same for you?
Yeah, definitely. So I started off at primary school and then I had the same coach from primary school all the way through secondary called Laura Montgomery. And so she really helped shape me into the player that I am. She coached me for 8 years. Lucky her. So yeah, she was really influential in my career because she had me right from the start.
Sherry McGee at Rhinos obviously also plays Gaelic football as well. So would you say that playing in two sports has that benefit?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, playing in as many sports as you can at a young age is really important because there's so many different transferable skills and skills that cross over. And I used to love playing Gaelic. It was good for the physicality and getting up in the air for the ball. So, no, I think the Gaelic's brilliant. And just everything to help with the ball handling, which then transfers over to netball, obviously. So, yeah, no, I think it's great to play more than one sport while you can still fit it in and balance it all.
How did you get into the netball side of things then?
So I originally trialled for Mavericks back in 2014. I'd actually trialled for Loughborough when I was at uni, but I never got in. And then I had got a job down in Essex and thought, right, I'll trial for Mavs. Didn't get in my first try, but I got in my second time. And then that time, so Sam Bird was the head coach and I got a training partner gig back in 2015, that would have been. And then the next year, 2016, was when I actually got my full Super League contract. So I think I was about 26. So when you look at how young some of the girls are playing in the league now, it's probably quite old for someone to just be making their Super League debut at 26. So it took me a little bit longer than others to get there, but I'm very happy I got there in the end.
I'm based in the Northeast, and would that be probably the chance that I first saw you around about 2014-ish when you used to pop over as part of that Team Northumbria partnership?
Yeah, so that year I was a training partner with Team Northumbria and it was really good. We used to go up and train with them and then I managed to play a couple of games with them that season up at Newcastle. So yeah, it was really enjoyable. That was kind of my first taste of it, but it was difficult because I was living down in Essex. So that's why the following year I thought, right, I really need to make another stab at this with Hertfordshire Mavericks at the time, because getting the train up and back to Newcastle whilst teaching full time was proven quite tricky.
Yeah, it's fun at the best of times, don't worry about that. And Mavericks and plenty of highlights there. Anything in particular?
Yeah, I think when we were, just before we went to 2018, the Com Games, we beat Thunder away. And that was probably one of my favourite games we played in because it was the only time I've ever played in a team that's beaten Thunder. And I think we only won by 1 or 2 goals. And the atmosphere up there was just phenomenal. They had the drums out and the crowd was chanting. And it's probably one of my favourite matches that I played in. And just to beat them, because, like I said, I've played now 9 years of Super League and I've only beat Thunder once. So,
yeah.
It was just so nice to actually finally beat them. And just like a great atmosphere, you know, they put on a show up there. So that was probably one of my highlights with Mavs. And another year we went to the Fast Five tournament. We came runners up to Wasps. That was a brilliant tournament. We had just had so much fun that year. So that was probably a real highlight.
And it would have been things like London Live as well. Did you take part in London Live with Mavs?
Yeah, that actually, the first year I took part in that, we actually beat Storm. And
that
was brilliant. No, actually the year, but that year though, they ended up, the year before they won the Super League, I'm pretty sure they beat us in the final, but that year I was only a training partner. And then the next year, that was the year I got my first full contract. We played against them in that London Live and we actually beat them. We had, I think I was wing attacking with Jolene in centre and Sammy Wallace in goal shooter. And that was brilliant. That was such a great atmosphere. And getting, that was the first time I got played at the Copper Box. That really was a special match.
And when you look now, the fact that Pulse have played their home games there as well. What was it like to be a part of Pulse and just part of that ambition as a whole?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, when I joined Pulse, we played three matches in our first season, won all three, and then COVID stopped the league. And we'd actually beat the record the season before. They'd only won two matches. So we'd managed to win more than the season before. And then we were gutted because then the season obviously got cut short and we didn't get to play anymore. And then the following season, we managed to qualify in the top eight. So they got girls got through to Fast Five, which was brilliant because that was our target at the time because they hadn't previously been to a Fast Five tournament. So that was really exciting. But again, that was still affected by COVID. So we were playing the games up in Leeds and then we had the games down at Copperbox, but we started off with no crowd. Then we had a limited crowd. So I'm sure now it's brilliant for the girls to be able to play in the Copperbox with a full crowd, no restrictions. And yeah, they're a super ambitious club. And I know that Sam really wants to win that title again this year. And I'm actually helping out with one of the hubs this year. So that's exciting. So I'm dipping my toe into the coaching waters.
Brilliant. And the sheer addition of Jade and Chelsea as well, it's really, really positive for everybody involved.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I think this season's going to be so exciting. But the midcourt that Pulse now have is going to be so exciting. I think everyone knows that when you look at all the names. It's going to be so interesting to see what seven they go with and, you know, how they approach the games and how they change the team. But, yeah, they've certainly got now just the talent all over the court is just phenomenal.
I don't want to mention the R word, but was the retirement maybe something that had been considered for after the Netball World Cup, or had the fact that Netball Northern Ireland didn't qualify maybe made that decision a little bit quicker, brought it forward?
Yeah, I think if we had qualified for the World Cup, I would have stayed on and played one last season. But then with us not qualifying, that was kind of. It was funny, it was that once we lost to Scotland and the second day we lost to Wales and we knew we couldn't go through, I sort of made peace with the decision that maybe it was the right time. And, you know, it was nice to go out and, like, play in that last tournament. And one of the girls that played for Isle of Man, she actually retired at the same game, so that was quite nice. We had a wee emotional moment together. But, yeah, I probably would have stayed on one more year had we qualified, but with not qualifying, I just felt like it was the right time to step away.
Nothing better than that international representation, and you'll be proud of every single one of those moments.
Oh, totally. And, you know, that's what I was saying to the girls the night before as well. We were all just sitting having the crack the night before, and I was saying to them that this is what I was going to miss. You know, you obviously love being on the court, but it's also all the moments that you have as a team off the court that are just as special when you get to know people that little bit better. And I've had some wonderful moments and been in some fantastic tours. And I'll really miss that side of things and just the friendships that I've made along the way.
In a Netball World Cup qualifiers, there was debuts for Alex, Rachel, Ola and Sarah. Is the future in good hands?
Yeah, definitely. I think we had some, you know, some of those young ones had like brilliant debuts. And bear in mind, we had so many shooters making their debut. And I think it's probably the hardest position to debut in just because the pressure that comes with it. But I thought they did a brilliant job. And, you know, if we can keep that squad together and keep them working hard, I think there's, you know, every potential in the next 4-year cycle, they could definitely qualify for that next World Cup. So it's just getting the right people in place and the right plans in place. But I think there definitely is some brilliant youth coming through at home. So it's probably just as well trying to get a few more of them now exposure to Super League, because none of the young ones are exposed to that. So it's just that different level of competition.
You mentioned you're still going to be involved with Pulse and you'll still play in Prem for New Campbell as well. So we'll still see your name in our courtside comments match reports, we hope.
Yeah, definitely. We've got Oldham away this Sunday and I believe they're actually streaming the game. So I'm not sure how much I'm looking forward to that one. But no, it's always a great battle with Oldham. So I'm really looking forward to going up there and playing.
Excellent. Well, we do really wish you well in what you get up to next. And it's really good to hear that you're not going to be too far away from the court, Michelle.
No, definitely not.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.